So, Carlos, we're here at Owls in the Park. What have you made of this event and all the Wednesday fans who have turned up today?
No, it's something amazing that one Sunday, we have around, I don't know, maybe 10, 12, 15,000 fans of Sheffield Wednesday together to celebrate one day. And it's something that you can feel the energy of the massive, the fans. And to us, it's very, very important to feel this kind of soul because, as I told before, we need this kind of energy in Hillsborough. We must put all this energy inside the pitch to support our players, our team. And if we'll do that during the season, we'll be a good team and we can win a lot of matches.
New players have come into the squad. What can you tell us firstly about Alex Lopez, who's joined from Celta Vigo?
No, we are happy with all the players. So all the players are on the process to be better, of course. We try to do a winner team with this kind of spirit. And I know Alex a long time because, as you know, I'm Portuguese. Spain is very near. City of Vigo is 45 minutes from my city. From my city is Braga, where I born. So I saw a lot of matches of Celta de Vigo. I know very well Alex. He's a good player with very good quality, with technical quality and tactical also. So it's one player that he can help us to be a better team.
And are you glad that Lewis McGugan is back here? A fan favourite, one the fans enjoyed seeing play last season. How much is he going to help this team as well next term, do you think?
He'll do that. He'll do, sure. I am one of the persons that I press a lot to bring McGugan. Also, is our proposal from our chairman that want to bring him in. So we are very happy to be McGugan on the squad. He give quality also to the team. I will propose to him and he must do the best season of the career in this year. So it's our propose to him. So we have a big expectations. And I hope that he can do that because he have the wish to do the best season this year.
A lot of work going on the training grounds, prepare the team for the new season. As you set up a new system, a new way of playing for Sheffield Wednesday, a new identity for this football club, how easy is it to install that in one summer as a head coach, would you say?
So we are changing, as you see, changing a lot of things. The first thing that we change is the pitch. That we have a new pitch. Of course, with the new pitch, we're expecting to play with more quality. So we wanted that our fans enjoy the matches. It's something that we want because we are giving the first steps to change the last 15 years. Was not good and we tried to change, but of course we can't change everything in one day, but in short time we are changing some things to start on the pitch, of course, for our chairman, also our facilities, they are putting more modern because it's very old, all the facilities now we feel we can start feeling the modernity are coming to Sheffield Wednesday. So on the pitch, it's absolutely the same. We are with a new coach, with new ideas, new players. There are a lot of players that they don't know the championship. They will play first match probably in 8 or in the next days or next matches. So these kind of things care some time, patient. But of course, we are trying to put the team ready to win the first match is our purpose. And after this, we have new match in 12 against Mansfield to Capital One. We'll try to win and so on. We'll try to win and play and of course win the matches then we can to stay in the good position, and after we'll see what position we have in the end of the season.
And just finally, when you go to Portugal, are there things that you can work on as a team, whether it's bonding, whether it's certain other aspects, when you're abroad, when you're away as a group in a foreign country, the things in particular that you can identify that you're going to work on during that week?
I know that this kind of games is important. The friendly matches is very, very important. Of course, important to win spirit on the team, a good soul on the team. But it's important that you can show your problems. You can expose your problems to try to correct in the trainings, to try to exactly, you know, what your team and your players can do. So at this time, we're three opponents. The opponents, they play very hard, they play very compact, with very good defensive organization. It was a very good test, these three matches, but we don't expose too much our defensive organization, you know, because they don't test us. They test us, especially in situations of counter-attack, but not in organized attack. So we believe that in Portugal, we are sure that, for example, Braga is a big team of Portugal. Now Braga is all the time playing to the first positions, that they will play with more organized attack. So we will show how we are in our defensive organization and what we can do in the offensive organization with a strong team too. So we can show different things that we didn't see the last three matches. Against Farense, we will see the same, because we will have different problems. So it's very important that we have this kind of teams. Teams that play in different ways, because to different ways the teams are playing, different problems they put to us, and we must solve the problems, so we'll be ready to the championship with the different problems too. It's our purpose.
Thank you, Carlos.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much. Thanks, man. Thank you.